Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Menachas Samachay. We begin at the Mishnah, which is partway down the Amud here, back to the Mincha Soimer. So yesterday we learned the amount of grain which is used to extract the required amount, the Isorin, for the sake of Mincha Soimer, which is offered on the 16th day of Nisan. It would be considered the day after Pesach if you only keep one day, as per the Pasuk, Mimachras HaShabbos, right? You start counting Sefira Soimer, starting on that day, Mimachras HaShabbos, the morrow of Shabbos, which of course means the first day of Pesach, day of rest. Yom Tov is sometimes called Shabbos. We find it by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, as we will see in the Gemara. So it takes place the day after first day Yom Tov Pesach. And how do you go about doing it? Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Hin Oisin, how would they proceed with the preparation of the Mincha Soim? Shluchei Bezd, the emissaries of the Bezdin, Yoitzin Me'erev Yom Tov, would begin their efforts on the day before Yom Tov. They would prepare the barley out in the field, Voisin Oisin Krichois, and they would grab hold of clump of a bunch of stalks and bundle them while still attached to the ground, mechubar l'karka. And the purpose is kedei, so that shehei noyach liktzor, it should be easier and quicker to cut when they come by to do so. So they prepare it, and then when the day comes, I should say the night, it's going to be Matzah Yom Tov, right? The night after the first day of Pesach. Kol ha'yoros ha'simchas Hashem, all the local residents from the surrounding villages, miskansas Hashem, they would gather together. It was a public, grand event. K'deshi nitzar be'isa gadol, so that it's harvested with great tumult, with great celebration. And Rashi explains, the Gemara explains, because we're trying to undo the position of the by Susim. They were a variation of Tzedukin. They were non-believers in Torah Shebal Peh. They contested the oral Torah. So they contended that the Omer is meant to be looked after Mimachras HaShav on the day after Shabbos, a regular Shabbos. So it's always going to take place on Sunday. The correct, our approach is that Mimachras HaShabbos is the day after Pesach. The first day of Pesach following is Mimachras HaShabbos. So in order to counter this mistaken approach, in order to clarify, to entrench, enshrine the proper approach, the proper Mesoira, it was done by Esa Gadol, everybody standing around. It's a real, public spectacle. Kivet Shech Shecha, once nighttime arrives, so the fellow in charge of harvesting turns to the crowd, he says, Ba Shemesh, is it after sundown? Is it time to get to work? Omer, and the Yeshita Mekabetzah switches Omer to Omrim, likewise in the next couple of times in the Mishnah, so they all respond in unison, Omer, hey, yeah, yay, yes. Again, the same question, Ba Shemesh, Omer, hein. And this was repeated three times over. Again, for emphasis, and to achieve this purpose of countering the opposing view, and to magozu, should I use this sickle? Aymer hen, yeah. Magozu, aymer hen. Kupazu, this basket? Aymer hen, yeah. Kupazu, aymer hen. But Shabbos, if this takes place on Shabbos, as we know, you can do it on Shabbos, and he's doing a malacha. Aymer lands, you again declare and announce Shabbos zu on this Shabbos. Yeah, sure. Aymer hen, yes. Shabbos zu, aymer hen. Extra, should I go and cut it even on Shabbos? Aymer like tzair. Extra, again, the same question, should I cut? I'm like, sorry. And this was repeated three times. Sholish pa'amim. Al kol davar v'davar. So you would ask over three times on every, item, every step of the way. And they respond with a resounding yes. Hin, hin, hin. Three times. Kol Chacham, what's the point of going so grand and making such a big deal? Lomali, and by Susim, in order to undo, to counter, to refute the position of the Baisusim, who would claim, in Ktiras HaYomer, Matzah Yomtiv, no, Matzah Yomtiv is not the time for Ktiras HaYomer, actually it's meant to be Mechazar Shabbos, after a regular Shabbos, not Matzah Yomtiv. Tan Rabbon. So now comes a Braisa, from the Megillas Tanis, where there's a listing, a printout of all the celebratory days throughout the year. We have Chanukah there, right? So the Gemara will cite just two. Eilon Yomaya, on the following days, Deloy Lisano Boy, meant to be celebratory days, and you're not meant to fast in those days. Mektosin, some of them are a notch higher. Deloy Lemispat, but not meant to conduct a eulogy because of their higher celebratory status. Two of which are Meresh Yarcha de Nisan, starting from the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, Atman Yibay, until the 8th of Nisan. What happened then? What are we celebrating? Itoikam Tmida, the Karban Tumit was properly, you know, established after being challenged by the Tzedukim, as we're going to see later. And therefore, the Leila Mispad, we don't make a Hespid on those days. Umet Manibay, starting from the 8th of Nisan until the end of the Yom Tov, Atzeif Me'ad, Itesef Chagel Shvu Ayah. The Yom Tov of Shavuos was properly established, and we celebrate the Leila Mispad. Rashi switches it to Leila Lisano. It's a lower level celebration. We don't fast in those days. Rashi explains the difference because regarding the struggle about the particulars of Shavuos, of dating the Shavuos, as we're going to see later, they would contend it's only meant to take place on a Sunday, right? So they didn't really have proper sourcing for it. They didn't have a pasuk to support their position. So it was relatively easier to refute it, to counter it. So it wasn't such a great celebration as opposed to the first item, which was the Karban Tamid, which they claimed to have a pasuk. It was claimed to have been sourced in a pasuk of the Torah, and that was a little bit more difficult to undo. So that day is a higher level to lay the mispah. Okay, in any case, what happened? From the 1st to the 8th of Nisan, the Tamid was reestablished, and therefore the lay the mispah, we don't do hespid. What was the issue? The Stukim would claim, Yachad Mesnadev, maybe Tamid, even a private person could donate the daily Korban Tamid based on Bidish. It need not be purchased using, you know, public funds. My Drush, which Pasuk was this based on? Addressing an individual, you can do it. My Hadulay, so how did the Chacham respond? How did they refute it? Look at the Pasuk, Esak Korbani Lachmi Leishai Tishmiru. The pasuk is addressing the public at large. It's a communal effort. Shukulan boim etumar salishka. These korbanos are meant to be financed using public funds only, and that became fact and was reestablished properly. Mitmani bei vatzayif meyado. Itayzav chaluk shvoya from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Yom Tov. We celebrate the reestablishment of shvoyis, meaning the victory over the tzedukim in this regard. And therefore, loy mispad. Okay. What was the issue here? Sheva Susin, a different group. Aymrim, they would claim, Atzeres Achara Shabbos. Shavuos is meant to fall strictly on a Sunday. Falls out on a Sunday. You see, because they learned Mimachras HaShabbos. He said Mimachras HaShabbos twice, by the way. Just read the Pasuk before we begin the Sugya to gain some advanced clarity. So the Pasuk reads like this. Usfartem Lochem, he meant to count the Esfiras HaAymrim. Mimachras HaShabbos, starting the day of Machras, the morrow after Shabbos. Miyam Eviyach HaMasem HaTnufa, that's the day that you bring the Omer, that's when we begin Sfiras HaOmer. And it goes on for 7 full weeks, right? Shavah Shabbos is Tmimas Tiyena. Next Pasuk says, Ad, until Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviyis, until the day after the Shabbos HaShviyis, Tizpiru HaMishim Yoyim, total of 50 days, v'kraftem mincha chadash l'Hashem, then you bring the two breads on Shavuos. So it starts with the Omer, which is the barley offering, the mincha, which takes place simultaneous with the beginning of the Sfira, so Omer, right? And that's Mimachras HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. And it stretches until another Machras HaShabbos, 50 days later, which is Shavuos, when you bring the two breads. So you have the term Mimachras HaShabbos, the morrow of Shabbos, stated twice. One regarding the beginning of the process, the Omer and the Sfira, so Omer, and then at the end of the process, Shavuos and the Shtei Alechem, again, Mechas HaShabbos. So they claimed Shabbos means Shabbos, a regular Shabbos. And therefore, Shavuos falls out only on Sunday. That was their position. So what happened? And likewise, with respect to the Omer, right? Starting point. The launch of this process is also Mimarchas HaShabbos, only starting on a Sunday, whereas we hold that Sefiras Omer begins the morrow after Shabbos, meaning the Yom Tov of the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach. And likewise, Shavuos is 50 days later. Okay? So what happened? Nitvalem Rebichon and Zakkai. So Rebichon and Zakkai approached them. But Amar Lehem, he says to them, what's going on? Shoitim, fools, Menayim Lechem, where are you coming from? How do you know that the Shavuos falls out on a Sunday only? But lo yehoye le'odem echad shoyim ha'shivay, nobody had the guts to respond to him. Chutz min, except for one elderly fellow, shoyim ha'pat be'kenech, he was blabbering in response, and he says like this, Ma'amar, I'll tell you how we know, I'll tell you why Shavuos is on a Sunday. Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know, he was Oyev Yisrael, he was a Jew lover. Your dad, he knew, he wanted to give the Jews a vacation. He knew, you need a good weekend to get away, and Shavuos is just one day. We have to pair it up with a Shabbos so they get a long extended weekend. We know that Yom Tov of Shavuos is merely one day. So he established it to be on Sunday. So we have two consecutive days to celebrate, to get away, right? They should enjoy themselves on this extended two-day vacation. That must be the reason, the basis for Shavuos. Karlov Mikrozeh. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai responds, he says, oh yeah? He was such a Jew lover and he was concerned about their vacation. So how would you explain the following pasuk? Achad asar yayim echarei, derech har seir, right, the pasuk describing the short trip from Har Sinai, from Chorei until Eretz Yisrael. If they took the short route, it would take 11 days only. Turns out they wandered 40 years in the Midbar. Why couldn't he do it quicker? He really, was concerned about their welfare. He was really Ayav Yisrael, and that was the basis for his conduct with them. Of course, he was Ayav Yisrael. If that was the driving force, for instance, regarding establishing the Shavuos Yom Tov, so what about the travels through the Midbar? He couldn't shorten their trip. Lama ichram the Midbar by Mishana. Why did he delay their trip and their journey? It was a 40-year journey. Why couldn't they make it shorter? Right? This is just, Rashi says, it was just a dichi balm, it was just sort of tit for tat. He was responding to his foolishness. With a similar type of homoloi. So the fellow responds to Rebbe Chaim Zakkai, Rebbe, he calls him Rebbe, b'kacha ata b'treini, you're just shoving me away with this sort of lame response, with this sort of lame refutation. Amar Lois, or Rabbi Yechim says, Shaita, he says, you fool, but Loite, Tere Shlema Shalanu. Kesicha Betel Shalachem, you're equating our Torah, our properly sourced halachas, to your just gibberish. Let me explain to you how we know that, right, you don't really have any basis for your position, whereas we do. Look at our Raya, we have a Pasuk, Kosvechadoyma, we have a seeming contradiction. Listen to this. Here it says, you count how many days? 50 days. The other pasuk speaks about weeks, not days. So what do we count, weeks or days? It says, 7 full weeks. Okay, it's that. The answer must be like this. It really depends on when we start, because there is no definite starting point in terms of the day of the week. It's the day after Pesach. First day of Pesach, then comes Sefiras Omer. It can fall out on a Sunday, it can fall out on a Tuesday, it can fall out on a Friday, right? So, okay, it can't be Yom Tov Shechal Yisbe Shabbos. If in fact Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the following day is Sunday, you begin on Sundays, then you have Sheva Shabbos Yismiya, 7 weekly units of count. Can't be Yom Tov Shechal Yisbe Emtzer Shabbos. Whereas the other pasuk is speaking about Yom Tov falls out on all the week, and you start on a Wednesday, start on a Thursday, you start recounting on a Wednesday. So then it's not about weekly units, you're starting middle of the week. So then it's about 49, 50 days. So clearly, says Rechem and Zakkai, there's no requirement to have the Omer start on the Sunday. Right? It's not anchored in Sunday at all. It's about the day after Pesach. whatever day of the week it is, right? The following day is the time for the Omer and the Sefiros Omer. Now come multiple sourcings for this, halacha as well, from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua. So we have the siman here. Rabbi Elazar Sofer, Rabbi Shua Moine, Rabbi Shmuel Ma'amar, Rabbi Yehuda Lamata Siman. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, I'm in a tzarech. Without that source, I have another source. Rabbi Omer, look at the pasuk. You begin the Sefiros Omer, Usfartem Lochem. And it says, Shiva Shavuos, actually in Dvarim, it says, Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Loch. Now, Loch is singular. It's coming to tell you that the counting of the Omer is aligned with a singular entity, the supreme authority in Klal Yisrael, which is the Bez Nagadol. It somehow relates to their efforts. Now, as we know, the Bez Nagadol is the one who establishes the Jewish calendar, the lunar calendar, the Yom Tovim. Right? But we have determining when the months begin, based on the testimony of the witnesses, the Kiddush HaChodesh, and all that. So they sort of influence. They are the ones who schedule our calendars. And the process described here, the Sefiros Omer, all that relates to that system. Meaning, it relates to something which is under their authority, i.e., the establishment of Yom Tovim. So apparently, Machas HaShabbos is not relating to regular Shabbos, which is not related to the Bezdin, what the Gemara calls Shabbos Bereishis. That's the Shabbos that was established way back by the 7 days of 6 days of creation. The regular weekly Shabbos is not Bezdin influenced, it's not Bezdin dependent. Only the Yom Tovim are. So apparently this relates to Yom Tovim. Machas HaShabbos is the morrow of Pesach. You count. The counting is connected to something to do with the Bezdin. As Rashi explains, you have to go ask them, when is the first day of Pesach going to be this year? So that we know when to begin the Sefiros Omer the following day, right? They're the ones who have the ability to be Mechadish the Chodesh. And therefore we learn that Mimachras HaShabbos means Mimachras Yom Tov, the day following the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is established by the Bezdin. As opposed to a regular Sunday, if you learn that Machas HaShabbos means the morrow of a regular Shabbos, that's not Bezdin related. Anybody knows when that is. Yotzas Shabbos Bereishis, as opposed to Shabbos Bereishis, Shisvas Machal Odom, everybody can figure out when that is. Rishoimer, another proof that you begin the day after Pesach. Amra Torah says, there's a pasuk in Bamidbar, Ad Chodesh Yamin. And we learn that a month is comprised of days. So the month cycle is comprised of that you count days and you get to the Rosh Chodesh. V'shoim Amra Torah, Mene Yamin V'kadesh Chodesh. Count your days and then establish the Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is dependent on the day cycle, right? You count the days and you get to the Rosh Chodesh. We find a similar cycle an hour Gemara regarding the counting of Sefiros Omer. You count the 50 days, and then you establish Sukkot, which follows that cycle. We compare the two systems. Amra Torah, Mene Yamim, count your days on a monthly basis, V'kadosh Chodesh, establish the Chodesh. Mene Yamim, count your 50 days, V'kadosh Atzeres, and establish the Shavuos. And we compare the two cycles. Ma Chodesh, just like in terms of the launching of the Chodesh cycle, how do you know when to begin counting the next month cycle? Samach l'biyasai nikar. The launch point, the starting point, biyasai means the starting point of that cycle, nikar. You know exactly because you start when the new moon shows up, right? So you have a set time to launch that cycle, Av Atzeres. Likewise, the counting leading up to Shavuos, Samach L'Biyasa Nikaris. The launch point is clearly discernible. You know exactly when to begin counting. right? There's an established day in the calendar which allows you to know, okay, the following day I begin Sfira Sa'imer. So it must be that it's dependent upon Pesach, which we know is going to be on the 15th day of Nisan. The following day is Sfira Sa'imer, as opposed to if it's depending on a Sunday, that's when you begin. So you never know when. Sometimes it comes out on this day, sometimes on that day, in terms of the calendar days, right? If you're going to insist that Shavuos so Rashi learns, right, the count, the 50-day count, the 49-day count, always has a set day to begin with. You know exactly, it's the day after Pesach. Whereas if you say, Atzeres Leil Machas Shabbos, that Shavuos is strictly for Sunday, right, which means to say that the launching of the count leading up to Shavuos also begins on a Sunday only. It's not calendar day dependent. It's dependent on Sunday. It doesn't have an established day. So it's not nikar. It's not discernible. It's not predictable. It's always changing. It's a fluid situation in terms of the calendar day. Heich te nikeres mishal faneh. How could you discern it based on the previous day? You don't know which day it's following. One year it's on the 18th of Nisan, one day on the 19th, right? Rishmal Eimer, another proof that we know from we've learned that it's not Shabbos dependent. You start the day after Pesach and 49 days later is Shavuos. We compare the offering of the Eimer to the offering on Shavuos of the Shtei Alechem. Amrotayr, Pesach, bring the Eimer on Pesach, Shtei Alechem on Shavuos Atzer. So we compare, Malahal, just like by Shavuos, it's regal, Tchilas regal. You bring the offering on the regal, which is the beginning of that regal. It's really only one day, but we call it Tchilas regal. Afkan, likewise, by the Omer, takes on a similar context. Regal, Tchilas regal, you bring at the beginning, on Pesach, the beginning, towards the beginning, meaning right after the first day of your Pesach. As opposed to if you go with the Sunday system, then it could end up being at the end of the Pesach, right? Which is not what the Torah had in mind. Rabbi Yudah ben Maaseh Omer, Nema Shabbos Lamala, Shabbos Lamata. We compare the term Shabbos here and there. It says Shabbos upstairs, right, back by the Omer, Sfarat Lachem Machas Shabbos, Nema Shabbos Lamat. We have it downstairs by the Shavuos, Ad Machas Shabbos HaShavis. We compare with the Gzera Shavuos, we connect the two Shabboses. Malahal on the regular Tchilas regular, just like on Shavuos, it's describing an event of the Yontif, which is the beginning of the Yontif, Samachlov, which is next to the beginning of the Yontif, Afkan here as well. By the Omer, it's regular, it's on Yontif, Tchilas regular, Samach, next to the beginning of the Yom Tov. That only works if it's set for the day after 15th of Nisan. Okay, so we have a long braisa with several sourcings which teach us that the term HaShabbos with respect to Omer or to Shavuos doesn't relate to Shabbos as we know it as the day of Shabbos. Rather, it's the Yom Tov. Omer begins the day after Pesach, first day of Pesach, and Shavuos 50 days later, Tana Rabban. Okay, on the topic of Sfira Soimer, Sfaratam Lochem teaches us Shtei Sfira L'Chayachad Be'echad. Every individual is meant to count Sfira Soimer. It's not something which is limited to the Bezdin or whatever. Every individual has an obligation to count Sfira Soimer. M'machas HaShabbos, you begin M'machas HaShabbos. As we just explained, M'machas Yom Tov is the day following the first of Pesach. Perhaps it's on a Sunday. So now comes a whole long list of Tanoim, which will provide proof after proof, once again, to the true meaning of Machas HaShabbos. Rabbi Yisri Daimer, we begin with him. You count merely 50 days. It's a set number of days, right? Every count, every year, it's going to be consistently a 50-day count between, you know, the Omer, between the Omer and between the second day of Pesach and Shavuos. Called Sfira Shata Sefer Lo Yul Chamishim Yom. Now, that only works if you begin consistently on the second day of Pesach. So you know, between that and Shavuos, it's 50 days. But in Taimar, if you're going to claim, Mimachros HaShabbos means Shabbos Bereishis, so it's not set for the 16th of Pesach, of Nisan. Rather, it's on a Sunday, whenever that comes out randomly. So that's going to affect a fluctuation, a change, in terms of the day count between Pesach and Shavuot. Sometimes it's going to be less, sometimes more. So if you're lucky that the following year you have 50 days, you'll have 50 days. But sometimes it's going to be 51 days, or 52 days, for instance. If first day of Pesach falls on Shabbos, you begin counting on the Sunday, so there you go, it's a straight 50 days. But let's say Pesach falls out on a Friday, and you wait until Sunday to begin counting, so this year you're going to have a bigger gap between Pesach and Shavuos. It could be 51, it could be 52 days, depending on the day. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56 up to 56 days. So it's not a set system, it's not a predictable system. The amount of days between Pesach and Shavuos. And Torah is telling us that it's a consistent system. It's always going to be the same amount of days. Right? So we learn the pasuk to mean that every year it's going to be a consistent system. Whatever happens this year in terms of the gap between Pesach and Shavuot happens the next year, it's not going to be a fluctuating entity. Okay. So that's one pshat. We're going to have a whole long list of additional sources, which we'll pick up by the Shem tomorrow. In the meantime, we've established that the Omer is processed on the second day of Pesach. They prepare it in advance, but they actually harvest it, Matzah Yom Tov, and bring it the next day. That's when we begin Sefiras HaOmer. Machas HaShabbos, as the Chacham learn, is a term referring to Pesach, day of resting, day of celebration, and it goes on till Shavuos, which likewise need not fall out on Sunday, as opposed to the Tzedukim by Susim, who insist that everything is Sunday related, and they were refuted handily by the Chacham. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rav.